Hi, George.
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Dana in Oregon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good.
That's good. I just wanted to share a little ghost story with you.
A little ghost story?
Well, it's actually a big ghost story.
Yes, there are no little ghost stories, unless it's Casper or something.
Oh, no, this is a little bit bigger than that.
Okay.
I worked as a projectionist for quite a few years, and just a little side note, if you want to ever talk to a projectionist, I don't think I've ever met one who hasn't worked in a haunted booth. I don't know why, but they like to hang out in there. But the one theater that I worked at in particular, when I first started there, weird things started to happen, like ceiling vents would start banging, and when you tell them to stop, they'd stop, and things like that. And one night I was working, and I saw a black figure up the corner of my eye, and in my head I thought, okay, what's your name? And Frank, the name Frank came into my head. So I thought, okay, so I just resigned myself that there was this man named Frank.
Frank the ghost.
Well, Frank the ghost started to be mean as far as throw things around the booth, growl out of the theater speakers when you had everything turned off in the middle of the night, and look down at you from the theater windows.
What do you mean he'd look down? How do you know he was looking down at you?
Well, when you would look up, you would see a man with a black hat on.
Oh, really?
Looking down, and there was no one in the booth.
Are you sure it wasn't the guy who owned that theater or anything like that?
Positive. I was the only one who had keys to the booth, and there was no one else up there.
And what kind of eyes did Frank have?
You couldn't see his eyes. All you could see was basically the hat.
They weren't red and beady then.
No, right? No, no. So after about a year and a half working there, found out I was going to be transferred to a different theater. And so my friends and I decided it would be fun to use a Ouija board two nights before.
Oh, that was smart.
Yeah, we weren't really thinking. So I had never used one before, and one of the kids I worked with, tell you kind of kids I worked with, got a Ouija board for Christmas. So he brought it in, and it still had the packaging on it, and he handed it to me. So I took it up to the booth, I unwrapped it, I set it on the table, and left the booth, locked the door behind me, and there was only the assistant manager and I that had keys.
And while you're doing this, I mean, you knew that Ouija boards weren't to play with, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I did, but at the same time, my curiosity got better.
Uh-huh. Does
yeah.
it? Gets them all.
I know. I was in my 20s and not thinking.
Foolish.
Quite, yes.
Yeah.
So about half an hour went by, and we heard something running in the booth, and it ran so hard, it ran from one end to the other, and it made the whole ceiling shake. So I looked at my friend, the assistant manager, and he and I both knew there was no way anyone could be up there. So I ran upstairs and opened the door, ran to the top, and the Ouija board box was completely open. The pointer was about 5 feet away from the box, and the plastic center of the pointer was about 3 feet away from the pointer itself.
So something obviously ripped that thing apart and took it out and everything else.
Exactly. It ripped all the felt off the bottom.
Oh,
of the pointer
yeah.
itself, but we still used it. And the first night, nothing really bad happened. It was actually kind of fun. You know, that's
how they kind of pull you in.
Yes.
They make it like it's a game.
Exactly. And there was 5 different spirits that were identified, and the first little girl we talked to, she kept saying something about a baby, that we needed to take care of this baby that was there, and then it's spelled perfectly, which from what I've heard from Ouija boards doesn't usually happen that well. But the only word that it spelled wrong was dog, because I asked what ran, and it said dog, and it spelled it D-A-W-G. So then Frank came on that first night, and he was not the nicest person in the world, and he used very derogatory terms.
He was starting to get a little angry, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he was very attached to me, which didn't really make me very happy.
Thought old Frank was a nice ghost.
No. So I had asked him if we could come back the next night. He said yes, and I asked him if my friend, the assistant manager, could come too. And he said, no, he made you cry. And he and I, in fact, 2 weeks before that, had gotten into an argument, but I was the only one in the booth when I was crying.
Interesting.
So I thought, okay.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yes, it is. So we came back the next night, and things got very, very angry. He was very angry that Mike was there, my friend was there.
Okay, so he wasn't that angry with you. He was angry with all these other people.
Exactly, another employee.
A jealous ghost.
Yes, And he, in fact, he made references that if he pushed my boss down the stairs, I wouldn't leave.
What?
Yes. Things like that. And I kept saying, no, I'm leaving. I have, you know, don't do that. And as it accelerated, it just got, I got scared once, pulled my hands off, and I then put my hands back on, and it said, sorry, sweetie, didn't mean to scare you, don't leave. So I thought, okay, well, all right. And what ended the conversation was my friend asked why he was still there, and he said, God doesn't like me. And I said, well, why doesn't God like you? And it's spelled, because I slither.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You were dealing with the devil.
Yeah, and I pulled my hands off, and I went, that's it. And I had to work one more night, and no one would, they wouldn't leave me alone in the booth, and we kept hearing screams out of the corner of the booth. There were three or four of us.
Now, once you finally left that area, that theater, did it stop?
No. The theater was closed down, and it is now turned into, believe it or not, a haunted house.
And Frank's still there?
Frank is still there. There's pictures of him on the web that they've caught, and they caught an EVP of him saying, get out.
Well, I'll tell you what, email that to me again, would you?
Okay, I sure will.
I want to get that sound to Frank, who may very well be Satan. Do you think that's who he is?
I don't. The weird thing was, is the names that were brought out, we had movie posters all around in the booth. And as the next day we looked around, and every single name that was brought out was on a movie poster in the booth.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. But, and unusual names, like Elsbeth was one.
Oh, man, you're dealing with something. Don't do it anymore.
No. I've never, in fact, it's just, that's been almost 10 years ago that happened, and
okay.
I can just now talk about it and not be frightened.
Anything that comes through a Ouija board and tells you it slithers, you don't want to deal with that.